today is not, it will be Monday morning. But I hope it will be today.
Okay.
I will ask his schedule. Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Maria.
Hello, this is George.
Hi, George. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Living the dream. do you have a pen handy to write down my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Is it the one that just came up on my phone?
Does it end in 9102?
Yep.
Okay. And I think Lena jumped the gun a little on the approval. So I'd like to really understand your business, and if the call goes well, then formally sign off on it. If you have any questions during the process, feel free to ask away.
Okay.
So the first question I had for you is, I know you're looking for a truck. Why are you looking for this truck? What does it do for your business? Are you replacing a current truck, or are you basically getting something new to add to your business?
I'm getting something bigger to add to my business to haul my tools and equipment around for work.
Okay. By having this vehicle, how much additional revenue does your company do on a monthly or yearly basis?
Additional revenue?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe 10-15%.
Okay.
More than anything, it just makes my life easier.
How so?
By not working my existing truck so hard.
Okay, so does your current truck have pretty high mileage?
No, it's just undersized for what I'm pulling.
Okay. All right, let me just put some notes here. And how long have you been looking at trying to acquire a vehicle?
Only, I don't know, maybe a month.
A month, okay. All right. And I understand you've got pretty good credit. Your score is a 713. Does that sound accurate?
Yep.
Okay. One of the things I want to go over is kind of how we underwrite files, what we look at. We really don't, with business loans, good credit is obviously helpful, but we look at a few different factors. One of the things that we always look at is revenue. Revenue often will determine our payback history. Are we going to get paid? Is our time going to be paid later? Are they going to be on time? So one of the things that I noticed with your bank account is some months are much stronger than others. Is that just due to the kind of jobs you're doing, or is that a seasonal issue?
No, it's not seasonal. It's just due to how things hit the bank.
Okay.
It's just hard to say. You know, I've noticed I go anywhere from $16,000 to $50,000 a month in deposits.
Okay. All right. And last year you did about about $366,000 in total sales. Do you know what you'd be tracking on for the total of this year?
I'm right on track to do the same. Okay. So far, I've deposited $240,000 into my business account.
Okay. All right. And so with the new truck, you think you could do about another $30,000 a year in sales?
Probably.
Okay. I think, and don't take anything I say the wrong way, I just want to make sure we understand your business to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, when we talk about a loan amount of something above $50,000, we're very, very heavily weighted towards revenue. We can get your file a formal approval. One thing that I'd really want to understand is to make sure that you're comfortable with the payments. It's not going to produce any cash flow stress in your business. Can you give me an idea of, like, do you have a budget for this piece of equipment, for this truck? Because if you looked at it, you know, from a $30,000 perspective, or, you know, $30,000 or $35,000 a year, that's about $3,000 additional revenue per month. I don't know how much of that is profit margin. Is that primarily profit margin, or is that mainly expenses?
Well, the extra, it's mostly profit margin. Most of what I do is labor.
Okay. So most of this additional 35K would be profit. Do you have a budget for this piece of equipment?
I figured it'd be around, I was hoping for about a $2,500 a month payment.
Okay. And the vendor that you're working with, have you worked with them before?
I have not.
How did you get in touch with them?
drive-by.
Okay.
They're well-known in the state of Colorado.
Okay.
You know, they're a reputable dealer. I'm not worried about that at all.
Okay. And have you put any type of deposit on the vehicle?
I have not.
Okay.
I didn't want to put a deposit down until I knew I had, you know, a bank approval.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you'd like this loan not to show up on your personal credit because it's a sizable payment. You want something that goes under the business credit. Is that correct?
I don't care either way, honestly, with you.
Let me walk you through both scenarios. With a personal loan, you know, it's really it is an important thing to discuss how it affects your credit. So a lot of the ways your credit is affected is not just your payment history, but your debt to income ratio. So right now, if you look at your credit report, your monthly payments, it shows your minimum monthly payments. So your monthly payments add up to about it's on the credit report, $4,902 a day. And that's mainly composed. A month. And I'm kind of thumbing through that, and it looks like most of that has to do with you've got some car loans. You don't really have a lot of credit card debt, in my opinion. I'm kind of thumbing through the report. You do have one card that's, I guess there's
$26,000, $24,000. That's my work. You know, that's the card I buy my material on.
Okay.
So it's been up there. I went through a divorce a little over a year ago or right at a year ago, and that card ended up there at that point because of her medical bills.
Okay.
And I just haven't gotten it paid down. You know, and I'm in the process of selling three of those vehicles.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. So let me kind of walk you through, because there's both a personal loan way to look at it and a business loan, and it's two very, very different avenues, especially as your business grows, to walk you through it. So if you do it as a personal loan, which is, you know, a more traditional bank avenue, the loan, and oftentimes for some business loans as well, but what you kind of have to understand what will happen if the loan goes on your business credit. So most of your debt, if you look at it, you've got an ENT payment for about $700, some small auto loans. I'm actually thumbing through your report, and I don't see anything that's like a few thousand dollars a month. Do you just have a lot of auto loans on your credit? Because I'm trying to see where this number is coming through. All right. Bear with me. I'm just going through your minimum monthly payments because it adds up to about $4,000, and I'm trying to figure out why. So can you bear with me real quick?
Sure.
25, 25, 91. So you got a credit card with $400, minimum payment. Okay. And do you rent or own your property for your home?
I own it.
And do you have a mortgage or no? Because I don't see anything on your credit. Okay, it's paid off?
Yep.
All right. Must be nice. Jealous. All right. So, I am jealous. And it does seem like you just have a lot of traditional auto loans that are on your credit, and they're all adding up. And are those work vehicles primarily, or personal, or both?
Just one, both. One of them is a work vehicle.
So let me walk you through the avenue and kind of how it works, and it's important to see it. So debt to income ratios, I assume you're familiar with that, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
So what you said, you're looking for a payment around $2,500, give or take. So let's just assume that's the number. I'm not saying it is, but let's just assume that is for argument's sake. Well, what will happen if you put another $2,500 of debt on this credit report? The whole issue would be that it would show up as a monthly payment. And your minimum monthly payments when you apply for more financing would go from about $4,900 a month to $7,500 a month. Now, even though you have a good score, number one, that additional debt will generally drop your credit score. But besides the score, which it's not really, no one really cares if you have a 713 or 698, the whole issue will be that when you run it against, say, an income calculator, it'll be quite hard for you to get financing, because what that will show is if your payments go up to $7,500 a month, that means that your financial commitment is $90,000 a year, bare minimum, minimum payments. Whereas if you do a business equipment loan, that loan doesn't show up on your credit report. That loan actually goes under your business credit. So should you apply for a house or a car loan, or hey, even more business financing, you're not going to show us being super, super leveraged relative to your income. So those are the two very big differences. We always suggest people to do business credit because they don't have to leverage themselves further. A few other questions. Besides this equipment, are you planning on borrowing any other additional funds for working capital or other equipment in the next 6 months?
No, I was looking at borrowing some money to pay taxes, but my taxes came down, so I'm not too interested in that. I got that taken care of.
Okay. And if you could give me just like a snapshot of your business, I know you budget around $2,500 a month. Can you tell me a little about your business, what your plans for growth are, besides just this truck, kind of what's going on a day-to-day basis?
Well, basically, I do hardwood floors for a living.
Okay.
I've just hired a guy that I'm hoping to train and get him his own crew going. Right now, we're working, you know, 6, sometimes 7 days a week.
Okay.
And ultimately, I want to get this business up and going and get him another guy. So I've got him and a crew, you know, him and a guy going as a crew, myself as a guy and a guy going as a crew. And if it keeps going that way, then a third crew going.
Okay. So basically, with this other vehicle, you've got one vehicle now. I'm assuming you're going to keep the other vehicle, and one is going to be used by one crew,
yeah,
and one is going to be used by another.
Yep.
Would it be fair to say, in terms of revenue, that $30,000 is maybe more the minimum expectation, and that number could go a lot higher?
It could.
Okay.
Just a stickler when it comes to, you know, sending a guy out on his own under my name.
Gotcha.
But I don't do any advertising here. I've got plenty of work. I have done some advertising in the past, but it just really has never panned out. So I've just always gone by word of mouth.
Okay. In terms of cash flow, we write most of our approvals based on what the equipment will do to generate funding, not equity. What that really means is you're not required to put a lot of money down on a transaction, which I think differs from a traditional bank perspective of 10 to 15% down for vehicles, which is kind of industry norm. Are you looking to get out the door with, you know, I see your bank statements, but you might have some money in a personal account I'm unaware of. Are you trying to get out the door with the minimal amount of do-it signing?
Well, it's all going to vary. I mean, it just kind of depends. What I really want to know is what the bottom line is going to be, what my interest rate is going to be. And, of course, the little mailer that I got said a 5-year term. I'd prefer to have a 6 to make life a little easier. But if you don't do 6-year terms, then I'll do the 5. And yes, I do have some money in a personal account.
Okay.
And I have some cash in the safe.
Okay. So let me kind of walk you through where I think numbers are going to fly. I can't give you final numbers today. I got to get a second signature on this and kind of discuss it with my colleague. But I can give you some numbers on tomorrow. And I can also give you an idea of interest rates because I understand that's important. But I do want to take the time to walk you through the terms. In terms of 5 years, for a business loan for equipment, most used equipment goes out to 3 years. We go out to 5 years. 5 years, I know, would be the absolute cap. I think one of the things that's, and I don't know what your conversations with Lena kind of focused around, but don't take this the wrong way. One of our biggest concerns on files like this is that the amount of debt relative to revenues is very, very high. We have to underwrite this based on a cash flow perspective because even though you have very, very strong credit, if we plug in the numbers from, like, say, a cash flow perspective based off your tax return, we can't justify those numbers. So we do this number. We're going to do an approval for you based off cash flow. Us versus, say, your traditional bank, I'm sure the dealer has financing, correct?
They have, but I've never even pursued it.
Okay. Let me just give you the advantage and disadvantage of both. There's pros and cons. With the dealer financing, traditionally they're going to write that from, I don't know who your dealer is, but from my general experience, it's more of a personal loan and usually requires some money down. The way we look at this is a business loan. I personally feel like the advantage for you as a business owner would be able to get a loan that doesn't go on your personal credit because, just to give you an idea of like the way that I see it, if you did one of these loans where it comes under your personal credit, and then came back to us for a second truck, we couldn't justify the loan because your monthly commitments would be so high. In terms of monthly payments, I think you're in the strike zone of around $2,500, give or take. You're close enough. With no money down, that might be a little on the low end, but you're in the strike zone. In terms of interest rates, so the way we work is we would write you what's called an equipment finance agreement. Are you familiar with this product?
Maybe. I might have gotten one of those from U.S. Bank on a skid loader and trailer that I bought. I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Okay.
That it was, from what I remember, you know, I paid it off early, and I thought, well, what am I going to save? And I didn't save anything. They said, okay, you're going to borrow, $16,000 or $18,000, and the finance charge was whatever it was, $2,500, $3,000. I don't remember.
Correct.
It did me no benefits by paying that off early. That finance charge is what it is. So I paid the finance charge whether I borrowed that money for a year or for 4 years.
Okay.
Is that how you're working also?
No. I think there's, it sounds like you might have had, someone might have pushed a five-year term on you when you didn't really want one. So, number one, you're not going to pay the same amount over 2 years, over 5 years. So, what an equipment finance agreement is, it's a fixed payment contract between a borrower, which has to be a business, it can't be a consumer loan, and a lender, mm-hmm. us in this case. We secure the equipment, but it is yours from day one. So, you know, of course, we have the title, but it's in your name. In terms mm-hmm. of payment options, you can commit to 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. Now, for a business owner, there's an advantage that these loans aren't callable. So unlike many business loans, we don't have the right to reserve to like, hey, it's been 3 months. We don't like what's going on with the industry. We don't care if you're paying us on time. You owe us the balance. So we won't change the terms on you. Number two, you're protected against fluctuations in interest rates. The interest rates go really high, which people say they might raise rates. Your payment can never change. As long as you pay us on time, there's no fluctuation. Number three, the loan goes under the business. It doesn't go under personal. Now, the way the contract is written is a fixed payment program, so it's important that you choose a term that works for you. So if you do a five-year term and you pay off after 3 years, yes, you're not going to save much. Traditionally, we do a 3% discount on the remaining balances. But I can walk you through some terms. So if you intend to pay this off over 4 years, we'll give you a four-year term to match things up. Does that make sense?
I'm still processing it. Yes and no.
Okay, so let's tackle that. If you do, what you're really referring to is like a mortgage. Hey, I want to do a 30-year mortgage, but I want to keep on throwing some extra money and paying it off early and have that advantage, correct?
Right.
So this is a completely different underwriting program. It's not nearly as intensive as a mortgage. So whatever term you choose, whether it be a 5-year, a 4-year, a 3-year, or 2-year, you're expected to go that term. If you decide to pay off early, we generally give a 3% discount on the remaining payments. But it's not that big of a discount. 3% is not much. So if your goal is to do 2 years, I'll give you a 2-year term. But it sounds like your goal is to do 5 years because you want to match up your equipment payment to the revenue, which is really the most important thing here.
Right.
Because the difference with your U.S. bank, and just to not to be rude, it's your U.S. bank, that's $16,000. This is a lot more money, and so that's why the payment is so important. Other question for you. With the other equipment that you have for your business besides the U.S. bank equipment, do you traditionally finance it, or is your business not that equipment intensive, I guess I'd say?
All my equipment is, other than my trucks and my trailers to haul the equipment around, it's all paid for. I pay cash for it. You know, my sanders are running $6,000 a piece. Vacuums are $6,000 a piece. You know, the smaller equipment's running between $2,000 and $3,000 a piece.
Okay.
I just pay cash for it.
Okay. And then I guess last question for you. In terms of this equipment, when are you looking to actually make a decision? Is this something you're trying to take advantage of Section 179 or no?
I have no idea what's 179.
So Section 179, it's part of the tax code. I think if they just reintroduce it this year, it feels like the IRS reintroduces it every year. Essentially, it's an incentive for business owners to purchase equipment and basically stimulate the economy. And what it allows is, it allows a huge potential tax break when the purchase is made before the end of the year. I can kind of walk you through it, how it works. So you do not operate as a sole proprietorship. You operate as a corporation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, I'm glad it's Friday. So, you know, I'm not a CPA. You should always talk to your accountant for this. But Section 179, there's something called accelerated depreciation. So mm-hmm. it allows you to essentially write off a significant amount of the equipment costs. And let me just read it for you here so I don't make a bungle of it. I'm not the best speaker. So let's see.
I've done that with the truck I have now. I know it was depreciated out over an accelerated time. I think we took it all in 2 years.
Yeah, it says here that right now it's 50% bonus depreciation, which means businesses of all sizes will be able to depreciate 50% of the cost of the equipment acquired and put in service. So you make a lot of money on your taxes. Obviously, the more you make, the more you pay. So this allows you to take some bonus depreciation instead of just doing over, you know, a five-year plan. Talk to your CPA, but a lot of customers are always looking to minimize taxes because if they're not going to, it's either, you know, it's how much am I going to save? But that's right. How Section 179 works. what I think the whole key of this product is, you're kind of, you know, you want to see what interest rates you're going to get. I'm going to come back to you with some final numbers on Monday. Once I speak to my colleague, I think you're pretty much in the strike zone. The big difference, I think, with this versus, say, a traditional personal bank loan is you could potentially get approved by your bank for a personal loan. It's really on what your plans are for expansion and how important that credit is. We would write this under the business so the loan wouldn't appear, and that, most importantly, that payment wouldn't get reported to your credit report, whereas a personal loan, it's going to show up on your credit report. The way that I kind of see it is, it is, without rubbing you the wrong way, if you get $7,500 of monthly payment commitments on your credit report, it will be extremely difficult for you to obtain financing, even though you have a good payment history, because that's a very, very high level of debt at a minimum payment schedule. I think doing something out of the business probably would make more sense.
Okay, yeah, it does. As far as going back for the Section 179 tax break, that had nothing to do with it. It's just a piece of equipment that I've been looking for.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I think
take the tax break for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something where, you know, I think just putting this, you know, the reality is you've got really good credit, and I think many people you talk to probably on the finance side would say, hey, you got such great credit. I'm going to take a little different tact, which is you've got great credit. Protect your credit. Don't have so much debt on your personal credit, because if you want another truck and your credit stays clean, basically keeping less debt will enable you to keep on getting business debt at great terms. The more debt on your personal credit, the harder it is. It's kind of like a game.
Sure.
In terms of the equipment, one other question. Do you plan on negotiating with this vendor, or is this pretty much, do you think, the price that you expect to be at?
Well, I tried negotiating before because I told them I was going to try to get a loan. And they really only came, what they're doing is they came down $1,000 and they're throwing in a $3,000 hitch that I need. But when I got real approval from you guys going, hey, you can qualify for this, there are no ifs, ands, or buts, I want to negotiate it down a little more if I can.
What do you expect your revenues, what do you expect that price to go down to?
I'd like to see 100, well, with about 110. I'd like them to drop another, about 110, 111. I'd like to see them drop another 4,000 off.
Okay.
And I think that should be doable. I mean, gosh, when I bought my truck that's 450 out now, they knocked off $5,000.
Okay. And then,
and it was a $70,000 truck. You know, now we're looking at a $115,000 truck.
With taxes,
I
correct?
Yeah, that was taxes and everything.
Okay.
They're $109,000. They got it listed for $116,000 on one site. It was $110,000 on the other site.
Okay.
So I asked him about it, and I started talking to this guy before I even seen these other two loan amounts. And
okay.
And I, you know, for them to come down $1,000 and throw in a hitch with the labor, I'd like to see them have them come down more, but I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I wanted to have something that was a definite. I can say yes, let's go, or no.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the second question I have is, and let me just walk you through the process, actually, and then I'll ask you another quick question. So in terms of the whole process, so I'll come back to you with some numbers on Monday. If the numbers work on Monday, you'd send a copy. You get a final invoice from your vendor. You'd send a copy of your driver's license and voided check to Lena. She'd have the contract prepared and emailed to you. You'd sign it, complete it, notarize it, and send it back to us. You can fax it first so we can start processing the paperwork. And then once we get the originals, we'll move it into funding. So let's just give you an idea of the time frame, because it's pretty quick. If Monday you gave us green light, you'll get documents Monday. You'll sign and return them to Lena. I kind of go out of the equation at that point. It goes over to funding. We do what's called a general site visit, which means before we release payment to the vendor, we go over there, we take a picture of the equipment, we make sure you're happy with it. We then release payment to the vendor. There's two ways to do the transaction. The vendor can do the titling, or we can do the titling. I'm assuming the vendor would do the titling because they're in your state. Does that sound accurate?
Yep.
It's pretty much standard. If the vendor's in your state, they'll do titling. Very rarely will they be registered to do titling out of state. The titling would, of course, go in your business name. So they would potentially get payment if everything worked out by Wednesday, and you'd be on the way. The only other thing we require is insurance. I assume you have business, property, and liability coverage for your business, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And our insurance department would just call your insurance broker, take care of that for you so you don't have to chase anyone down. So I'm going to come back to you on Monday with some final numbers. I think you're very close. I think 6 years, just, you know, it's not allowed for this type of a business equipment financing. It's not a personal loan. The only other question I have is mileage. Do you know what the mileage is on the vehicle?
7,600 miles.
Oh, so this thing's brand new.
It's not. It's close. I mean, yeah, that's one of the reasons I preferred this 12 over the 10. It's only got 7,600, as where the 10, which is another truck I was looking at, has 103.
Oh, so this is pretty much demoed equipment. I mean, this doesn't have 300, 400, 500,000 miles on it.
Oh, heck no.
Okay. Our mileage cap on this?
600.
Our mileage cap is around 750,000 miles. That's kind of our comfort zone. That's why I ask.
Yeah,
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'll come back to you on Monday with some final numbers. Any questions I could answer for you right now?
Not right now. Nope. I'm good.
Okay. And then last question. I'm more than happy to present a scenario with a down payment and with just the first and last payment down. Do you want me to present those numbers to you?
Sure.
Okay. What amount of money down would you be comfortable with? I can, you know, give you numbers on 15, 20, 50. It's just really on, I don't want me to present you with a number that will, you'll say, hey, I'm not interested in it.
Right now I can do 15,000.
Okay. So I'll throw some numbers your way on Monday morning and hopefully get this wrapped up for you by Monday at 11 a.m.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.